Crash Course Live is presented by
Smash It Demolition Derby, who hosts Bash for Cash, Blizzard Bash, and Capital City Carnage. Online at smashitderby.com. And String Dirt Racing, host of May Mania's team show at the Golden Spike Arena in Ogden, Utah. Online at stirringdirtracing.com.
Reckless Abandon Derby Apparel and Derby Inc. Magazine. This is the Crash Course Demolition Derby Podcast, recorded live at the FingerLakes1.com studios in downtown Seneca Falls, New York. And now your host, Chris Marquardt.
Good afternoon, good evening, and welcome to this edition of the Crash Course, number 303. It is not a Monday, but it is still the Crash Course. Nonetheless, flying solo tonight. Brian is at urgent care right now with his oldest boy, Nick. I was hit with a pretty gnarly virus, and I was out of commission Monday, Tuesday, a little bit of Wednesday, and now it seems like maybe some of the creeping crud has gotten a hold of Nick. So get well soon to Nick. As we said a couple weeks ago there at Brewster, he was waylaid for about a week with something similar. So hopefully everybody listening at home stays well. George Hinote, he said he's just recovering from some stuff, some gnarly stuff going around, but hopefully everybody is well enough here over the next couple weeks as Derby season continues to pick up. We're going to be back on our Monday night schedule coming up here next week. Looking forward to that one. We're going to be talking with Matt Hunt, who made that legendary hit over at the Cornhusker Chaos show over the weekend. It's going to be all Cornhusker Chaos next Monday. And we're going to be trying to catch up with Seth Steinmeier, who won the overall event there. We're going to be getting a couple thoughts from Matt Hurt and talking a little bit more about that one. Matt Hurt. I hope I said his name right. Matt Hurt making that awesome rollover hit where I ended up parking a guy up on the wall. He was in the car actually talking with the guys from Postal Mopar, making sure the guy underneath him was okay. But legendary shot. We got some clips to show of that. And a couple weeks, we're going to be catching up with Todd Sciopa, and we need to catch up with Ed Brewster still because we've got Motorama coming up in just a little over a month from where we're at right now. And then a month after that, we're going to be talking about Capital City Carnage, because that's going to be on deck just about 2 months away. It's been a lot of fun watching Facebook and social media. I've been seeing a lot of photos of cars getting wrapped up for Winter Slam, getting ready for the activities up there in St. Peter. So that's exciting. Everybody looking forward to that one. And switching gears pretty succinctly from the Great White North, we've got Jason Sauer joining us on the show this evening to talk a little bit about his adventure down to the Art Basel and Basel House Mural Festival, where they were among the featured artists, and that was down in Miami. Right now, Jason calling in from the Outer Banks with a heavy heart, laying to rest his father-in-law. So I apologize. Our condolences out to you, but hopefully this offers a little bit of a break for you and your family to talk about something with some happier connotations, my friend.
Hello.
Hey, appreciate you coming on the show and making some time for us. So what an adventure you had between Wheels Down in Las Vegas and finally getting a car to Miami a little bit of time later as the featured artist at the Basel House Mural Festival and in Art Basel, where as you made mention, slowly creeping up the weight class here from somebody who was there spraying models with some sparks after spray painting on some door panels and such, to the first thing that anybody saw walking into the festival was your 75 Caprice.
It's a dream come true. I am very happy to be lucky to promote the Demolition Derby, the sport that I love. Thinking about it in the morning, so I'm not thinking about my family. I'm thinking about Demolition Derby first thing in the morning and how I can do it, be a part of it. We're entering our near 30th year of Demolition Derby here at Most Wanted Fine Art, and I just was super excited. We got the phone call or the email 10 days out from the festival asking me to bring the car. I had assumed that I wasn't bringing the car, so I was like, I'm definitely bringing the car. So they're asking me whether or not it would be 100%. And I said, 100%. So I'm like, all right, as soon as I get off this plane, the first person I'm going to find is Stephen Sickles. So I worked with old cousin Stephen Sickles, and I was like, buddy, we got to get a car to Miami. There's potentially 500 million people that tune into this festival. This is the biggest stage I can possibly put Demolition Derby on, right, to find some new fans, and hopefully people will enjoy and respect the things that we do as one of the greatest sports ever. So Stephen, I'm like, Stephen, we need a car with flavor. So he's like, oh, how about a 70s town car? I'm like, oh, that's good flavor. Let's do that. So we get down in Vegas. Vegas went great, by the way. We spray painted. I got spray paint on 42 different cars in Vegas. So that was my best showing ever. I got to spray paint the track like I like to do.
Right.
Hang out with, the show. And Smith Metalworks, of course, my cousin's getting first place. Pretty proud of them.
Nice.
So we get back to Pennsylvania, and Steven pulls that car out of the weeds, and we strip it. And it's a little more rusty than what he remembers when he put it away in the weeds. So now I got 24 hours before I got to leave for Miami. So I called your cousin Decker, and I was like, hey, I need a 74 to 6 GM any way possible.
Right.
Within an hour, he had my car at Burr's Garage outside of Charlotte, North Carolina. We got it all sorted. I hopped in I said thank you to Steven. We said, all right, we're going to move on. So I got the Crown Vic in my yard, and I took off all the important parts. I got the headers off. The goal is I'm going to take the car to J.C. Molly's, and we're going to build it to look like a derby car, and we're going to rev it up like we like to do at these art shows. We want to show people how loud this can be.
Right.
Right? So it went real well. I went to Furs. They got the car. They let me spray paint the car there. That was fun. Someone made a post that they saw a spray painted truck in town. And within 30 minutes, they had a garage full of people watching me spray paint a car. It was so cool. So this whole project was seat of my ass. We got it down to J.C. Molly's. In 24 hours, we had it turn into a car that runs. Problem is, the car didn't come with a steering column, so I made getting it on and off the trailer a bit of a bear. But it ended up being really cool. So we made it there at the last second. We have a car that looks cool. We had a rust-free 75 Caprice. I wanted to make sure if I was going to represent Dale Mushin Derby at this highest level, I wanted to make sure we had the cleanest, best two-door I could put out there for us.
Mm-hmm,
mm-hmm. So I met up with this group called the Brujo, mm-hmm. Which is the sorcerer in Spanish. They are of Cuban descent from Miami, and they are the ones that took up the stickering of the car. So it's called Slaps, and it's graffiti stickers, and they did a campaign where they got stickers sent to them from all over planet Earth. And within 5 hours, they had the car completely stickered. And if you ever watch the video of my car, if you watch the video that we're going to watch later tonight, yep. If you watch it at the very, very end and you see some young ladies on the roof of the car, it ended up being a very debaucherous scene where I just let life happen to a car in the middle of 300,000 people with markers and stickers in their pocket. It ended up being really rad. We got invited back immediately next year. So for those of you who know, I've been sending text messages all over the United States. I'm going back to Miami with a round back, and we are going to make the biggest, best showing that I ever could do, and I don't know how I could top it. But that's what we're doing this year. So we're going to take the car out to Chino, California to smash it mm-hmm. with the Dallaras. And the goal was to bring back a wagon on my trailer, and then cousin Dane and I are going to build it too. So the car that I took to Miami was really raw, but we want to take a fully built car but leave the driver's side door working so people can get in and out of the car and get their pictures taken.
We're going to play after we wrap up. We're going to roll out the show, and we're going to cut to that's about a 10-minute clip. That Most Wanted Fine Arts in Pittsburgh put together. Jason put that together, and it features a bunch of different music cuts that are all property of the owners. We claim no ownership of any of that stuff, so YouTube, hopefully you're tuned in and understand that. And you said that's your hype music. That's what is playing in your ears when you're getting ready to go over to the show, was the sequence of songs that you listened to through the course of that 10-minute clip.
That's it. I listen to music I guess people don't like, or maybe people do like, I don't know. I listen to rap music, I don't know why. I mean, I listen to country music because my wife loves country music. I listen to hardcore music. Mm-hmm. I listen to grunge. I love it all. But whenever I go to spray paint, I don't know, I like the beats in my ears. and I like to get pumped up. So as I'm coming down the elevator at the Plaza Hotel there in Vegas, I go to jam into Little Uzi Vert in my ears, and I walked out to the parking lot, and I get all amped up. I get all my spray paints, because I only get a few seconds, and that's why when you, my video editing style is the same way that I get to listen to the music. I often don't get to listen to the whole song because I usually am like ready to work already. So it's just what I like. It's and the video is full of cameos, a ton of cameos. So if you were in Vegas, when you know only JC Molly's really made it to Miami, but there's a lot of cameos in the Vegas part of the video.
You said you touched 42 cars in Vegas. Was the paint already there, or did you have to ship all that out?
I shipped it all out in the enclosed trailer that Todd, the show, Sayoka, acquired from our mechanic and inspection guy, Jason Bush. He has his race car trailer. Mm-hmm. So we were to put my 10-foot painting in that trailer on the top of the roof of the car and throw all my stacks of paint in there because it was an enclosed trailer. So in Vegas, I got to show my 10-foot painting, and I got to bring six crates of spray paint, and we spray painted so much stuff. I really enjoyed painting the trunk of Toast's car. That was fun. I liked all of the Derby Sharks. Mm-hmm. Of course, I liked the Steinbecks. I got to paint a My Pillow logo on Jeff Chrisman from North Dakota. And, of course, the team, the Delara Batteries, Delara Towing team, I painted all their cars. Right. Raw Racing team from Kentucky, you know them. Mm-hmm. I got to paint their cars, too. It was really, really fun.
Now, the car that you took down to JC Molly's, it had no steering column in it, so it wasn't just as simple as it was missing a steering wheel. There was nothing there connected to the steering box. And you said it was a bear to get on and off the trailer, but at the same time, the wheels didn't fit right because the calipers were taken off with a Sawzall?
We had to do some on-the-fly decision-making, and the furs, when they're helping me put the wheels and tires in the car, the back ones fit fine, mm-hmm. except for they're a little bent from Pete Hansen whooping my butt there at Stonebro, but they still got on the car. But the front ones didn't fit because they're designed for the wheel was designed for without a brake caliper.
Sure.
So, Derby, you guys know more about this than I do. I'm sorry to be a noob when it comes to the demolition derby. I didn't realize that you could make wheels that only fit just around the rotor. And so that's the wheels I showed up with. And so we had to make a game time decision. We grabbed the Cordless Sawzall and just cut the caliper right off there, but you know it wasn't such a clean cut, so whenever we put the wheel on there, it kind of dug in there. And wow. It turns out that was in our favor. It wasn't until I got home we started this car four times in public in a crowd of people. And in hindsight, when you don't have a steering column, you don't really know if the car is in park,
right?
So we got a car revving up to meltdown levels, and I'm assuming it's in park, but what really happened was the wheels were locked up on the so we got through that thing. Okay, I won't ever do that again. I'm sorry to the public for that. And the second thing that happened is from revving up the car so much, the fuel line had melted.
Oh no.
So when we got it home and started it up one last time, and we have an external electric fuel pump, it caught everything on fire. Like, so we were one start away from pumping gasoline into and onto around the car. We had to get the fire extinguisher out.
Oh, my God.
It melted the distributor cap. Like, we made a mess. So when I go to Miami this year, I want to make sure that I'm not putting the public at a danger whenever I do it again. So we were pretty cowboy and about this, and the people who let me do this probably should have asked me harder questions.
So the car itself, you spray painted in the typical Jason Sauer Most Wanted fine art fashion. The sides of the car had the big Anarchy A that we're used to seeing on everything, and then that artwork was overlaid with the slaps. So tell me a little bit about that, because you've been this guy who likes artwork that evolves and everything like that. So one of your first trips to Art Basel, if I remember right, was the creation and then almost immediate destruction of the artwork.
Yes. Well, that's exactly right. This one, the first time I did it solo, but this time I was able to harness the energy of the crowd, and mm-hmm. I let the crowd participate in the creation of the artwork on the car. So there was boxes of stickers, flaps, mailed, and the guy put them out on a picnic table, and anybody who wanted to participate in this project could grab a sticker out. Now, some people have already mailed me stickers, and you can continue mailing me stickers that are most wanted by that, and I will apply your stickers because this project will continue. But what we did was we were able to, you hear the stories. How do we get Derby to the other public? How mm-hmm. do we get Derby bigger? How do? And this was my answer to that question, was sure. Take the Derby car to a place that has 300,000 people and let all of them touch the car, let them stand on the car, get their picture taken with the car, and then that artwork I'm going to drag all over America and let other people put stickers on it. And it's a good car, so hopefully we're competitive when we derby the thing. And that always goes well when you get a top five or a first on the VR project. But the idea was I really wanted people. So right now I have a whole new group of people following me at Most Wanted Fine Art on Instagram. And they're engaged with the project. And they're engaged right now. We're building the car, so we're showing pictures of the car being built on Instagram. And these people want to go to see the Florida Nationals here. The people from Miami is an untapped market. And I was like, come to Arcadia, Florida. And we made friends there in the parking lot. And we told everyone to come and be a part of the 2020 Southern Nationals, which is on February 1st.
Everybody's looking forward to that. It's going to be carried by TrackShot on the interweb, so you're going to be able to watch all that action live if you can't make it down there to the Florida Southern Nationals from Arcadia, Florida. You've derbied, which I still think is a little crazy, and it appeared as art in your gallery. It was a Yaris, right? One of the battery operated Toyotas.
Yeah, it was the Prius.
Prius.
We have another one set up to go to San Filippo there.
Okay.
But we had to make an executive. We have been getting so much concern from other drivers because of this untested battery in an accident that could become grounded out and electrify the car, thereby shocking people. And as much as I really like the idea of this, again, I feel like I'm putting the public at a danger with some of my art projects.
Right.
So Steven Sickles says, we're pulling the battery project, we're putting a 2-2 Camry motor in there, and we're just going to bring the Prius, because our big battery, we had the car built for San Filippo this year, mm-hmm. But the big battery wasn't holding charge, and that car runs on the big battery. And I wanted to prove something about the torque, and a new thing, how today's newer cars have batteries, so us derby guys need to get up to date with the technology that we're gonna be smashing 10 years from now.
Sure.
So I felt really energized about that, but it just, for years now I've been receiving the sheriff's warning about these cars being dangerous.
Right. And you did.
That sounds like fun, right?
Right. Well, you did some research, right, with some folks from Toyota itself. You started asking them questions.
I felt confident. The confidence is I'm just going to wrap it in a big, rubber tarp, get that cage built for it. That way, it stays in the cage inside the rubber tarp. I think we can solve this problem. I think Steven wants to finish the car off and start another car. Where we can build a better cage for this battery if we're going to continue down this road.
Sure. Was it the Fury that went across the country a couple years ago, or was that one of the trucks? Because you had a Fury at one point in your gallery that you ended up cutting apart and splayed out on a wall, so the doors were on the floor, and then the passenger side doors were way up at the ceiling. What car did you take across the country before?
All right, well, that Fury is now bolted to the side of my new house, so you can continue seeing that Fury in all of its glory.
That's cool.
On the side of my house, and thankfully my neighbors think I'm cool, so that's good. We took a Mitsubishi Eclipse to be smashed by Megabots in San Francisco a couple of years ago. Mm-hmm. That was brought to you by Autodesk and the makers of AutoCAD. They brought us out there for that. And that was pretty cool. They just sold that Megabots LS-powered robot just recently on eBay for like $1.5 million.
Oh my God.
That thing was really fun. It had a short-lived reality TV show, and we were a part of it when they blew the doors off. And that was the same summer when we took a car to Queens and had a 2-ton safe dropped on a car 10 times over a weekend there in New York City. So
right.
I like smashing cars, man. I like smashing cars in the name of art. I love scraping them, and I love promoting demolition derby at all these festivals I go to. I enjoy being a de facto ambassador to the sport. And, you know, people really, they're energized when they see it because they've never seen it before. But I'll tell you something that is interesting. And something, you know, again, I'm learning these things. Things have changed in America to the point where when you start something loud in public, there's a bit, you know, especially in Florida, there was a bit of trepidation, fear, like a live shooter situation.
Right.
So we had to announce to the crowd the next time we were going to start the car to alleviate these fears of being loud in public.
Sure.
So things have changed in the 30 years of starting cars in public.
This car is going to go back to California, and you're going to wreck that with Dallara Towing. Did you have a relationship with the Dallara crew before you went to Vegas, before you met them out there?
Well, I'm also a fan.
Right.
And I have my favorite drivers and my favorite teams. And I was just spray painting beside Decker with that beautiful model in Vegas.
Mm-hmm.
So Budweiser and the Plaza Hotel brought out a supermodel to lean on my car for like 2 hours while I was spray painting it. And there were these dudes who showed up with all the gray cars in line to go to inspection.
Mm-hmm.
And they holler at me. They're like, "Hey, can you spray paint a Speedy AC on here?" I'm like, "No problem." So I spray painted their cars while they're in line, and you know, they were hemorrhaging. I'm like, "Nothing, don't worry about it, get out of here." And when they came back through, they talked to me again. And then the rest of the weekend, we just kind of hung out and talked and hung out and talked. And then, you know, then on the internet, we just started talking, you know, and then we got our text messaging. And before I knew it, you know, I was in a group text message with the Dallara family, which is pretty rad.
Right.
And then when I got to Vegas, I knew that I was going to spray paint two teams in Vegas that I already had locked down. It was Dallara Towing and the show, the Ziztow show. So we've further solidified our friendship there. And then we had the experience with Stan and Matthew McDonald, who was a part of the team, or is a part of the team. And the Angry Peach car, that Netflix came and videoed us the whole weekend there while we painted those cars and talked to Stan. So it ended up being something really fun. I made a commemorative T-shirt to for the project. I don't think anyone's seen it. I mailed them off to the Dallaras, and hopefully they think they're cool.
That is awesome.
That's I really like the paint job for them because they're from outside Los Angeles, and if you spell Dallara, D-E-L-A-R-A, I was able to put the Los Angeles Dodgers L.A. in the paint job, and then, of course, I ended with Cousin Dane's and our Pennsylvania and our PA,
right,
and therefore solidify the team as a metaphor. So
right.
I love it. I enjoy being in so many people's camps. I feel so free to be able to walk through the pits and make friends. You know, the Steinbecks treat me really good. Danny Ogden from Utah, Esther and Dirk, you know, everywhere I go, I'm very lucky and blessed, and I, you know, I enjoy painting tributes. I enjoy having that role where I get to paint a cancer ribbon, and we talked about, you know, loved ones that are lost. You know, I really value my role as an artist when it comes to stuff like that.
We always joke that you're the happiest demolition derby driver in America. It sure sounds like that hasn't changed.
I am. I'm loved all day. I'm pumped. And I'm so excited for this trip because I have a competition car, more than just my rental cars that I've been taking, fix-up cars that we've been taking to Florida. Mike Reynolds from Florida is my teammate this year. We're going to do really good. But I'm excited to have a new car and be running the hardcore derby scene here with Smith Metalworks and Sayopa Racing this summer. And then we got a round back going to Miami. And I'm going to try to... Did you hear about the duct tape banana in Miami that got sold?
The what? No. Say it again.
Okay. In Miami, during this art show, someone duct taped a banana to the wall.
Okay.
And it... Okay. Well, it sold for $120,000.
Okay.
And then they sold a second one for $120,000. Then they sold a third one for $150,000. So, if three bananas can sell for nearly $500,000, I'm going to bring a derby car. I'm going to bring a roundback derby car, and I'm going to top that. That's my goal for next year. My goal is to top the ridiculousness of a duct tape banana. We're going to do it with a loud red line motor is how we're going to top up.
That wagon's going to be after it's been run a couple times, right?
The wagon we're taking fresh there. The goal is that it's freshly built. It looks cool, like a trailer queen. And the door will open and close.
Gotcha.
And then we'll put the cage back in after. So the goal is to do the sticker project again.
Right.
But now, instead of having 10 days notice, we have 360 days notice. So we're going to do a much better job and keep the crowd safe.
Were you just tooling around Florida when you had a roundback that was painted up in Ohio colors, wasn't it?
Yep, Ohio State. That was my first year. I wasn't invited. They never heard of me. And I just drove around Miami in Todd's Ohio State theme car until it was very happenstance, or maybe if I just worked hard enough, this is how it happened. I stopped my car in South Beach, and I just was like, this is the moment. There was Maseratis and Porsches and Lamborghinis all around me, and I had a super, DD super crew with a round back on it, and I just stopped, and I was like, come take pictures. People took pictures. I'm like, all right, that was cool, and I just circled around, and I did that for a week. When I finally got home to Pittsburgh, I was like, I tried, and, you know, you did it, Jason. You know, you at least drove around. You can say you did something. I got a text message from the gallery owner down there who happened to be eating lunch at an outdoor cafe at the exact moment that I stopped the car and had people come out and take pictures. He's like, he applauded me and my guerrilla efforts. He gave me my first shot the next year, and from his opportunity that he provided me, we have taken it to the front and center.
Wow.
So it went from guerrilla, like just a waste of money, I'm just going to drive to Miami and beg people to look at my derby car, to now they take it serious. They take it serious as a real piece of artwork that talks about, what it is to be American. They like that it's artwork for the people. And that's why I chose the name for the title, The People's Artist. That name is for Andy Warhol, but he's had a long enough run, and it's my turn.
So some of the art that was featured down there was art that was also in Vegas. We got a picture of you here with Angrit Cooper in Sin City. Can you tell me anything about that?
Yeah, so this is a new style of painting I have, which is more autobiographical. It basically, I'm just painting what happens in the parking lot. So the so behind Angrit is a painting from the first time I was in Vegas. So in the lower right corner, you'll see the model on the Demolition Derby car that I painted for Stern Dirt. On the left side, you'll see my art car, but instead it says Plaza Hotel. And then I've been coming increasingly spiritual.
Right.
And when I was in basic training, at night, I would just flip to any page in the Bible. I'd read the passage, and then I'd interpret that passage from the day's activities until the next day's activities. And I just felt like that was a part of my life I didn't really promote too much. So I made a painting about that, and I made a painting about being at the Plaza Hotel and the murals that are on the Plaza Hotel. And then, then those paintings kind of moved on to my other dreams, which is like my YouTube channel called, or my live stream called Get This Money, and my other live stream called Cash on the Hood. Mm-hmm. And so I just started painting the scenes out of my life. My wife's okay with me painting the models that are always on my cars. I always have Instagram models on the cars.
How's the live streaming stuff going, the podcasting and just sort of the discussions about life that you've got rolling now?
Say that one more time.
How's all of the live streaming been going? I mean, you've been working with Todd.
I think it goes well. I wish that my life is too chaotic to have a set schedule. Mm-hmm. You know this. Mm-hmm. It's hard to do every Monday,
Yes.
Or every other Monday, because our lives are just so busy. So we try to do every other Thursday. I have my best buddy, Gerardo. He does the graphics. Him and I make up a graphics package mm-hmm. of who won where. So we get people sending us information of who won and where from all over America. We have a section called Best Hit of the Week. Then we have, Ask Todd Anything. We have garage visits, so it's my dreams, trying to turn them into my own, reality show, just like you do, my man. It's going fun. I'm learning a lot about the computer. I'm learning a lot about graphics. I just don't want to stand drywall anymore, so I'm learning this video stuff. And I've had my chance of being on reality TV, three times now. Mm-hmm. And I'm just if we're interesting enough to get a shot at that, I'm we should just go ahead and broadcast our life right. from YouTube, and if someone watches it, that's great. If not, but we're doing good. The Cash on the Hoods, if I have a super famous guest like Steve Sayopa, it'll have 600 views within a week.
Awesome.
But I'm just trying to follow your lead, Stern Dirt's lead. I see what you guys are doing. And I own all the equipment, so I was like, "Well, let me try it."
Right. It's easy enough.
That's a lot of work, buddy.
It's easy enough to want to do it. Then you got to go buy all the equipment, right?
Well, I had all the equipment from the gallery because we were doing this. We were making videos of the bands that were playing on the stage, mm-hmm. and I just realized, if I just got 1,000 followers or subscribers on my YouTube channel, I could just go live with that.
So,
we already had the 1,000 followers, so Gerardo and I just pushed the live button, and every week we try to get a little better. He does the graphics package, so if you watch our Cash on the Hood, you can see if these cool graphics go past. Him and I make the videos, he makes the graphics, and he's got it down to where he can VJ the entire thing from his phone.
Wow.
He has 35 images, screens, videos, everything on his phone, and he could just push the square that he wants to be. Do you do this yet?
No. No. No, I have multiple computers and soundboards.
I'm going to show you how this is done.
Yeah, we gotta get together. It sounds an awful lot easier than what we're doing.
Gerardo has to move back to Mexico. His visa is up. And he's taking his family back, so he's training me on all this, and he's trying to make it easy for me, since I won't be able to, move from screen to screen. Now he's got it where we can do it on our phone. I'll show you. It's going to be great. We're going to rule this world, man. We got this. This video stuff is wonderful. I love the video because it's like an oral history of Demolition Derby brought to us live right now. So 30 years from now, if I am so vain to think that someone might watch this, I will be thankful that we recorded this moment in time. You know what I mean, man?
Sure.
We're making our own history right here.
Well, theoretically, it's never going to go away. You know? The internet's always going to be there. Nothing ever disappears from the internet. So until the sun blows up and takes out the earth, it'll be there.
And then here it is. You and I filling up the airwaves. Telling people about how great Derby is. Now, how many years have you been doing this, man?
Oh, man. We just clicked off 300 episodes in December. And
that's fantastic.
And I think it was 6 years. I think it was 2013 when we started. Yeah, 2013 was when we started. So we're closing in on 7 years.
Wow.
Yeah, I know, right?
Wow, dude, I got a year in. We got 24 episodes. And, like, that still feels like, holy cow.
Yep.
300 is an amazing number.
Yeah,
we had lasting power.
We had 300 episodes, and that's just studio stuff. That doesn't count the stuff that we did in the field, like we did from the pit at Bash for Cash, or from the inspection line at Blizzard Bash, where we did live shows in Virginia, or at New Alex Lions Club, or the Keystone Nationals. It doesn't count any of that stuff. And we're up over 250 now with 31st Lap. That started back in 2011. And we're approaching 70s, I think, for the final round drag racing show. That's been around for about 3 years. And I was just thinking back on it. There were some memories and stuff that popped up. We released our first DVD, came out in 2010. After a lot of struggle and challenge. But yeah, we put out our first DVD in 2010, so it's 10 years this year. 10 years this spring.
I like that about Derby dudes. We're not quitters.
Yeah, so you just got to take a little break now and then, I suppose.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Well, Gerardo and I are going to be having our Cash on the Hood live stream from the parking lot pre-gaming track shots live stream.
Okay.
Very nice. There in Florida.
Yep.
You can catch that on Most Wanted Fine Art, and we are going to attempt to do as much of our live stream in Spanish as possible.
Wow. That'll be cool.
Now, I have been taking the Duolingo app. I won't be embarrassing myself on air right now, but I can save that for 2 weeks from now. Gerardo obviously speaks Spanish, so as a good friend, I'm attempting. He learned English, so I'm attempting to learn Spanish.
I'm
terrible at it, but I like the excitement of a challenge. And a lot of the people that we met in Miami spoke both Spanish and English. So it behooves me, if I want to continue playing where I'm playing at, to participate at the fullest of levels. So it's just another challenge, more than just learning how to edit these videos. I'm trying to learn some other stuff. Plus, I'm learning about how to build a derby car, like a Sciopa.
Right. It's no simple task.
It's happening for me this year, and I'm very, very excited about what we're going to produce, and I'm excited to be having a demolition derby car, because normally I only derby just once. The car is junk, I move on to another car. But we have a car that we can theoretically, again, do a half a season with, and right. I'm pretty excited for that.
Yeah, and your Ford needs some new paint too, doesn't it?
Yes, everything needs fresh paint. I'm sitting in the wife's CRV right here, and it's so plain, it bugs me.
Well,
We got a ski boat that I'm spray painting. We just got the motor in the ski boat, so I'm going to have a graffitied up ski boat here on the rivers of Pittsburgh. So when you come visit me, I'll take you and the show out there, and we'll have lunch out there at the point there in the city of Pittsburgh.
So cool. Is there anything else that's coming up that we didn't get the chance to hit on, aside of looking forward to the Florida Southern Nationals in Arcadia coming up on the 1st of February?
Well, I mean, I think we've hammered down on the Florida Nationals. I'm pretty sure everyone knows about it.
Mm-hmm.
I am pumped about it. I am pumped at what the new venue for the Florida Nationals. I'm excited for all the talent that the show has brought in for this. I know there was some nervousness at the beginning, but now it sounds like we're having a full entertainment as far as, you know, being live streamed and videos being made for further documentation. I think that's going to be great. I just set up my calendar for the year. I'm going to be going to a couple toast shows. I'll be going to the River City one with mm-hmm. Steve Sciopa in May. Then I'm going to go visit my brother Mike Dix there at Farmington, just southeast of Minneapolis in Minnesota on August 8th. Plus, July 18th, we'll be in Chino, California. Anyone else that's in California out there, I invite you. I'll be out on the 16th at the Dallara's, and if you want to come hang out with me, put some stickers on the car before we smash it. That'd be pretty rad. Of course, Sanfilippo, and the greatest demolition derby in all the world is Stormboro, Pennsylvania. Mm-hmm. So I challenge anybody who thinks they're a tough driver, guy or girl, come to Stormboro. It's the nicest place to get your ass handed to you.
That's awesome. It is a fun derby. I've been there. I think I've been there to Stoneboro twice. It's always a good time.
Well, I grew up. My grandfather ran the tow truck for the dump for the junkyard for that derby, and so it's been in my blood since the moment I was born.
Right on.
And I was always encouraged. My mom's an artist, but her art, she makes like wedding cakes and stuff. So I was allowed to paint every car in the junkyard if I learned how to work on cars first. I was brought up right or wrong, this art thing, I don't know. But it's kind of fun, and I enjoy seeking out cars. So I saw a couple of Cadillacs and barns down here in North Carolina. I'm going to definitely stop by and knock on the door and see if I can make a friend.
There you go. Well, I sure do appreciate you coming on the show, and again, we're thinking of you and your family as you prepare to lay your father-in-law's memory to rest down there in the Outer Banks. We're thinking of you guys. Wish you the best, and look forward to seeing you here in a couple weeks when we get down to Florida for the Florida Southern Nationals in Arcadia.
That's fantastic, and salute to you for all your efforts. You've been so kind to me ever since that Derby magazine where you had Christy Germaine call me so many years ago.
That's a long time ago.
I had no idea that there was such a national presence for Demolition Derby. I credit my wife, Nina, on that. She, no offense to my friends who were listening from years ago, but she's like, you need a new group of friends. And she went on the internet and found the Choppas, who we later learned their name was Sciopas.
Right.
And before you knew it, I met them, I met you, and I really, really enjoy this derby life that we live. You know, shout out to my man, Mark Sciopa. He quietly holds it down in that camp. And can't thank him enough.
Well, Jason, man, we appreciate you coming on the show. Thanks for the kind words, and of course, thanks for your service. Dedication and duty to country. We look forward to catching up with you soon, man. I can't wait to see you again.
All right, I just want to let everyone know I'm going to win the Florida Nationals, so you can just go ahead and fill out that big giant check to Team Most Wanted Pilot.
Awesome. Can't wait to talk with you about it after the Nationals are over.
All right. Thank you for having me. Everybody enjoy that video. It's got some adult language in it, and you want to watch it at the very end, then you'll know why and what I do in Miami at the very, very end.
Right on. we'll take care of it, man. Thank you.
All right. Catch you later.
We'll see you now. There goes Jason Sauer, the happiest Demolition Derby driver in the United States, bar none. Good friend of the show. Good guy overall. In lieu of our typical closing, we are going to roll out with that video that Most Wanted Fine Art did produce. I want to tell you about this first, March 6th and 7th. It is the Capital City Carnage event at the Stormont Vale Event Center in Topeka, Kansas. The Limited Weld is a $10,000 to win main event, $2,500 Mad Dog, 50 car limit. Co-main event is the two-man extreme class, $10,000 to win event, $2,500 Mad Dog, again, a 50 car limit for that one as well. New this year, they've added the front-wheel drive Hobo stock and the Weld Street stock divisions. Also on the card are the Weld Compact and the Modifieds. They'll support classes 25 car limits, 2,500 to win. It's paying the top four. The dates, March 6th and 7th, 2020. Again, that's in Topeka, Kansas. Online for additional details, CapitalCityCarnage.com. We are just about to wrap things up here, and I do want to give everybody and also YouTube, so that they don't melt down over this. One, it is a viewer's discretion part. The video is fantastic, but it does include some adult language and some adult themes. All the music played is the property of the folks that originally produced it, and we're not generating any revenue off of playing this. So this is an honest share of the art that was produced by Jason Sauer, Most Wanted Fine Arts, and also those that were involved with producing the music. Enjoy it. Take a look at it. We'll see you back again here next Monday. We're going to have Matt Hurt and some coverage of the Cornhusker Chaos, and then we'll see you next time.
Seats creme brulee, what they gon' say? With the top down, screaming money, anything. Yep. We up till 6 in the morning.
When it's time, you're fresh for watching
the video. Oh, I got five, I'm so live. Tell me when to go, baby, when we gon' slide. Baby, when we gon' slide. Hey, hey. Up all night, baby, when we gon' slide.
Shit, I don't know the reason.
305.
Underlay, underlay, revive.
Hola.
Me and Jay Babbin on G5.
New money though.
Your young Metro don't trust you, I'm gonna shoot you.
Hey!
Raindrop, drop top, smoking, no cooking, the hot box,
cooking,
fucking on your bitch, yeah, dot, cooking up dope in the crock pot, We came from nothing to something, nigga.
Hey.
I don't trust nobody, grip the trigger,
nobody.
Call up the gang and they come and get gang. Cry me a river, give you a tissue.
My bad and bougie,
bad.
Cooking up dope with a Uzi.
Bah.
My niggas are savage, ruthless.
Savage.
We got 30s and 100 rounds too.
Clah.
My bitch is bad and bougie,
bad.
Cooking up dope with a Uzi.
Dude.
My niggas are savage, ruthless.
Hey.
We got 30s and 100 rounds too.
Niggas in your DM, they be Thursday. In person, but you're curving. Curvy little body, little surface. I'm on your body, make you nervous. I like the way you keep up with your earnings. Yeah, it's okay, you be swerving.
I fuck you from the back and leave you turning. The type to make you feel like I'm so worthy. Blame my ex, that bitch, she did me dirty. Had me full in love and then she curvy.
New Louboutin, you would think I'm bleeding from my toes. Dig all inside of you, make you freeze, nigga pose. I want you to get up, want you to be in my clothes.
I see one of my enemies, they gon' freeze, nigga pose. I swear I ain't no killer, but test me if you wrong. You don't want my adrenaline rushing, leave me alone. Leave me alone.
Shit up on my mind, I can't see. My music sound like it's been passed. Baby, got my diamonds, what the cats? I thought everything was right, that's been enough.
Swerving. How you look so perfect on your worst days? Double C it purses, you deserve it. Niggas in your DM, they be Thursday. In person, but you're curving. Curvy little body, little surface. I'ma on your body, make you nervous. I like the way you keep up with your earnings. Yeah, it's okay, you be swerving.
Where these bitches at? I'm in the V with the tents. Got the effing on my body in the clip with hollow tips. Niggas said they gon' rob me and they still ain't do shit. Catch a weighing in the lobby and I'ma give it his dick. Man, where these niggas at? Man, where these niggas at? We gon' pull up big bodies with the Rugas in the back. I got Rugas in the max pump, leave a nigga flat. Talking how we spin a block, we gon' leave them where he at.
Like, where these niggas at? Ayy, where these niggas at? I'ma pull up in a big body with the fucking Mac. If the ops try to turn my song off, run it back. Used to have a pack in my long johns, now I rap.
If a nigga wanna act out, got the Mac out. I ain't got no fucking back off, that's a man down. I ain't got the fucking 40, knock his teeth out, spin back.
Coincidence.
dinner. Stop all that flatty shit. You just be on that active shit. No, I ain't with no cap and shit, and I ain't on no rapper shit. No lacking, bitch. You know it ain't no lacking, bitch. I check in the blood, nigga. Like, hey, man, what's brackin', bitch? I'm two flows up on you, nigga. I'm two flows up on you, nigga. Yeah, what all do you want from me?
Turn to a savage, pocket got fatter. She call me daddy. Smoking that gas, got all that zany. She on a powder. Nowadays I am on my head, I got sadder. Money got longer, speaker got louder, car got faster. Turn to a savage, pocket got fatter.
Won't she trip. Say she kinda fine and she got some hips. Mama said, let me see the witch. Boy, you know light and dark don't mix. Mix it up, boy, bad luck. Sick to my stomach with the neon guts.
Higher than Elon Musk. So high stars in the dust. And I got a colorful like I got neon dust. Don't use a G, don't touch. All jewelry's beyond dust. And I got a nigga colorful like I got neon guts. Higher than Elon Musk. So high stars in the dust. And I got a colorful
The Crash Course Live is presented by Smash It Demolition Derby, who hosts Basher Cash, Blizzard Bash, and Capital City Carnage. Online at smashitderby.com. And Stirring Dirt Racing, host of May Mania's team show at the Golden Spike Arena in Ogden, Utah, online at stirringdirtracing.com. Reckless Abandon Derby Apparel and Derby Inc. Magazine. This is the Crash Course Demolition Derby Podcast, recorded live at the FigureLinks1.com studios in downtown Seneca Falls, New York.